Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Today, I'm here with Benny. Hello.
Hi, good morning, or good afternoon, depending on where you are.
Oh, that's right. Yep. That's very true.
We're everywhere.
And, of course, I'm here with Mary Jane. I'm your co-host, Nancy. For those of you who don't know about Mary Jane, she is a holistic intuitive. She has an office in Issaquah, Washington. However, you don't have to live in the beautiful Pacific Northwest to see Mary Jane, as she has clients all over the United States and does phone consultations. She's been doing the TAPS program, the Accelerated Performance System, since 1992. She's always looking at me. It's a form of muscle testing the body to find out what your deficiencies are. She then recommends a whole food nutrition product, which gets into your body, repairs it, supports it, and brings it back into balance. And today we are talking about, are you performing to the best of your abilities? If you have questions for Mary Jane, could be about yourself, could be about a pet, could be about a relative, a child, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. And with that, hello, Mary Jane.
Hello, Nancy. This lovely day here in Seattle.
It's a little humid for me. A little humid.
We just had a couple really sunny, hot days.
Now we have humid clouds. I hate humidity.
Well, let's just look at the bright side. It's summer solstice, so happy summer officially.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That is.
So it was a good ramp up.
It was good. It was good.
It's just, and it's kind of cooling things down. Yeah. Kind of putting a little moisture back.
That's
fine. Way to look at the positive side, Benny. Yeah. I just think of myself and my hair. And now I got these headphones. You know how that does my hair.
Right? That's why I don't have any hair.
Yeah.
Just nip one of those out. Cut it all out.
I like the look.
Thank you.
It's very summery.
Very smooth. Very sleek.
Very, very sexy, Benny.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Mary Jane's probably going to give me one of those looks because we're off topic.
Oh, no. This is a fun
show. It's a banter show.
Yeah.
Okay. So, are you performing to the best of your abilities?
And that means in whatever you do, whether you're a CEO of a company, whether you're in business, sales, professional, nurses, doctors, it doesn't matter who you are or what you do, how are you able to perform to feel good about what you do and be the best at it that you can be? Also, what about how you perform athletically? That means working, running, jogging, horseback riding, tennis, whatever it is. It could be golfing, swimming. When you do your activities, do you come out of it feeling as good as you went into it?
I'm going to say for golfers, it depends on their score.
And that's true.
Because golfers are an odd little bunch.
Golfers, as well as quite a few other little groups in there, but golfers definitely.
I'm just saying, I've known a lot of golfers, and, you know, usually if you have a great game, you're in a good mood. You have a bad game, it's like day is shot.
Well, we could help you have a better game. So that's what we're going to talk about today. What a little bit of a checklist of what's going on with people that causes them to be off in any way. For example, golfers, for one thing, besides the physical nutritional issues, that's a major structural issue. So if you're out of alignment and not connected energetically, then your swing is not going to be as good as it will be when you are connected.
And you're structurally sound.
Exactly. And techniques for that, the one we love the best is Feldenkrais. Jeff Haller here in Bellevue is a famous practitioner who sees people all over.
And
take a look at his website.
Been on the show a couple of times. That was his website is insidemoves.org.
And he does a fabulous job of working with you and your body function to be able to swing that golf club and
exactly
because
I left
results.
I left one of my sessions and I had seen somebody going in with their golf club. So
yeah,
he does. So that's one thing
you could do, and other things are chiropractic, other types of body work, So that's really important for golfers.
However, I have to say, if you've had this in the past, if excuse me, if you can't hold an adjustment, you go in, you get adjusted, whatever that adjustment might be, and you don't hold your adjustment, doesn't mean that there's something nutritionally off in your body where you can't hold.
Exactly.
An adjustment.
Exactly. So if you're nutritionally out of balance, for example, gallbladder. Gallbladder is the one thing. Gallbladder or kidney. If your gallbladder is off, and it's your gallbladder should score a 10. If your gallbladder is a 2 and your bile duct's a 2, which lubricates the liver, you're probably going to have a lot of aches and pains. You're going to have knee pains, joint pains. You could feel like all of a sudden like you could hardly walk and you're crippled. So if you don't get the nutritional balance, like the gallbladder functioning, then the other takes longer. It can help those things, but if you're not getting better, you need some nutritional help with that.
All right. Let's go to the phones. We have Kim. Hi, Kim. What's your question for Mary Jane?
Hi.
Hi. I see you have a horse question.
I do. I have a horse that suffered a couple of injuries on the end of October 16, and avulsion fracture, and then he ruptured a tech ligament. And then most recently, he was recovering from those injuries. He suffered a really intense episode of colitis and had to be hospitalized for a few days. He's come out of that. That was in December. Everything is going really great. I actually moved him to a different facility where I have more control over his feed. And he's now having, since I moved him, he's having some stifle issues. Same leg and area that he had the previous injuries.
Okay. Where are you? Where do you live?
In Port Townsend.
Okay. So the first thing I pick up on him is his kidney. And so his kidney scores like over 1,000. It should be a 10. That just means it's really inflamed. And for that, we use the same nutrition that we use for people. So I would put him on a nutrition program to get that inflammation out of the kidney. So when you get the inflammation out of the kidney, then he has a lot of sludge in his kidney. So then he needs another product to clean out the kidney. Another thing you would look at is your water. To put, like, your water at that facility does not score very well. It only scores a 3, so that adds to the kidney issue. So the best way to handle that, if you can, is put some apple cider vinegar in the water. And you only put a little bit at a time so they get used to it. You don't want to put too much, otherwise they won't drink it.
Right.
But then you put a little more, it doesn't take a lot, but the apple cider vinegar will change the energy of the water and raise it from a 3 to a 10. So now that's not getting stuck in the body. It's moving through the body and not clogging up the kidney.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first thing. And then his digestion is off. Product that I like really well is DynaPro by Dynamite. And if you could get that product online or through a Dynamite rep. I don't have that product. But that's a great product for digestion. And you put a couple squirts in the grain every time they eat. And that helped because he's not digesting. So that's the other thing that he needs. And the leg has to do with the kidney. So the injury, anytime you get injuries, is what else is going on in the body that's out of balance, that's causing that injury. So you have to get the kidney sound, and then the leg will be the leg is a 3. Then the leg goes up to a 7. So the other thing that your horse will need is nutrition for the heart. Horses, it's all about their heart and stamina. You know, it's like a racehorse. Everything is about their heart. And so his heart is energetically in low gear. It's not diseased. It's just energetically. And when that heart is in low gear, that's when they come up with lameness and other issues. So it's got two things that need to be supported for it to be sound. And now what you could always call my office, and we could do this with a phone appointment over the phone. That's how I do horses. Get them on a program, and then we just put them on the program and follow you. We figure out how long he needs it, when he needs it. We give a loading dose to get things going fast, get the food right. What kind of food do you feed?
He's on like an orchard mix. No alfalfa. He can't have alfalfa.
You should
at all.
Never feed alfalfa. Yeah.
Yeah.
The orchard mix only scores a 2, so it's not the best for him. Either the orchard
and
mix.
He's on grass, so.
And that doesn't score good either. So, it's where it is, huh?
Yeah.
So that, but when it scores like that, see, that adds to the kidney problem. Because it could be it just comes from a bad spot where they might use chemicals, or that's the possibility of why it doesn't test good. So
that's doubtful. It's always been horse pasture.
Yeah. Well, it's not. It's still whatever it is. It's not the best for him.
Okay.
And so that's why he really needs quite a bit of DynaPro to help digest that. So that's going to be an issue for you, because if you can't change it, you know, it's going to be a problem, because the horse is always going to be compromised with that. So what I do is I score hay, I score the, you know, whatever you're going to feed, and we just find what's going to be best. When you're in a facility, I understand you're kind of stuck with it, but it's something for you to think about.
Right.
Okay. And at least when you know that, you know, then you start looking for the possibilities. So that's what your horse needs. And how old is your horse?
He's 15.
And what kind of horse?
He's a Friesian.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I ride at a ranch, and there's a couple of Friesians down there, and
they're very special, big boy.
They're well, and they're high action. So there's I mean, with their movement, they're high movers. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. So there you go. So if
apple cider vinegar in that water.
Okay. Yeah, because it's well water. So,
but it only scores a 3, and that adds to the kidney problem. That's the main thing going on with the kidney.
And that should be easy. So is it like
She's in a board.
You're boarding, right? You can go and dump some apple cider vinegar.
Yeah, you just add like
water.
Just do a couple, like a teaspoon. If it is, it got a bucket of water?
No, it's in a big container.
Oh.
Big, huge container.
Is he with other horses?
No, he's not with other horses.
Oh, okay. Then that's not bad. Just put a couple teaspoons in.
Okay.
Start with just a couple teaspoons. That brings it up to a 9. He might need as many as 3 teaspoons, but start with just even 1 and then work it up to that.
Because
they probably top it off and don't change it every day.
No, it doesn't get changed every day.
Yeah,
I'm in charge of his water. So.
Oh, yeah. So that's easy. That's easy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big thing.
Yeah, so start with that teaspoon
easy.
And then add...
Yeah, start a teaspoon, work up to 3 teaspoons in that container, and you'll be fine.
Okay.
And get Bragg's apple cider vinegar, organic vinegar. That's the best.
Okay.
All right.
I will do that.
Thank you, Kim. Good luck. Hopefully he's feeling better soon. All right, time for us to take a quick break. You're listening to the Mary J. Maxx Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Love Living Radio Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins is a show for those looking to explore the sparkling magnificence of their inner selves. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and power that resides within you, discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion. Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. If you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. If you'd like to make an appointment with Mary Jane, give her office a call at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Today we're talking about, are you performing to the best of your abilities?
Well, and that horse was a good example.
Oh, that poor horse.
Not performing. But see, now an example is the horse had an injury, but the horse probably had...
Had several injuries.
Had some nutritional imbalances to start with, like the heart being in low gear and the kidney issue, which causes the injury. Or makes that the legs weaker, so they're more susceptible to an injury. And then if they're put in a position, that happens. And then the other thing is the nutrition of the horse, what the horse is eating. And if that sometimes the hay could seem like perfectly good hay, but when I score it or test it, and even if people send their hay out to be tested, it does, and it comes back okay, as far as I'm concerned, that's not always okay.
Everybody's different. So the horse may react differently to the...
Exactly.
To the, I think it's orchard mix, you would say. Or the grass may be good, but the grass isn't good for him.
That horse.
Because...
And
it could be because his digestion's like so off and his kidney's so inflamed. Yeah. He's just...
On the other hand, the grass that scores a 2 or 3 is going to cause the kidney to be inflamed and the digestion to be off. You can't digest it. And then that kind of perpetuates everything. It's just like people. If you eat junk food, you're not going to get better. It's going to take you longer to get better, no matter what you do. You have to get everything in balance and then everything falls together. So, I score the hay. I have horses, and I score the hay. I score everything that I give them, and it has to score a 7 or better to be of value. So, that was a good example, and it's the same thing with people. When people are off and out of balance, they're open to injury, and so they're more likely to have something go wrong when they're running. They have shin splints. They have some other stress in their body. Or if they're horseback riding and not riding to their potential, are they out of balance, and what's causing it? So that's what's fun about what I do. It doesn't matter what you do, where you're at, when you come in and you tell your story, it's everything goes together. It's like we figure out where it's coming from. And once I identify what the issue is, it totally makes sense.
Oh, and it's your body telling Mary Jane what's going on, what's out of balance, what's not working properly. And so with your body telling her what's not going on, she's able to take care of everything.
Yeah, it's never
in the order that it shows up.
Yeah, and it's never me. It's always, I always follow whatever's going on. And sometimes it's surprising to the people. I mean, sometimes the people come in and they think they just have major disease and lots wrong with them, and it winds up to be pretty simple.
A lot of gallbladder.
A lot of gallbladder, yeah.
And gallbladder?
Gallbladder's resentment.
Resentment.
Bile duct's anger.
Kidney
fear. And remember,
fear.
All the physical issues are based with emotional components that cause that. It's the energy when you experience an emotion over and over again, like anger or resentment, that emotion gets stored in those organs, in the anger's liver. And when that energy gets so full, then you start to present with symptoms. And that's when you've probably had the emotion a long time, and then you physically can't handle it anymore. So your body, it's like the universe saying, look at me, take care of it. What's going on with you? Bring it to your attention, not go to the doctor and have surgery and have it removed, but figure out why you've got it. And once you figure out why you've got it, you're going to get better faster.
That's right. Those emotions. Gotta love those emotions. I like how some of our, when we get calls in and people say, oh no, my dad Justin's pretty good. And then you'll kind of ask some other questions and they're like, well, no, I don't eat that. And yeah, sometimes I
do have
get
gas
bloated.
And bloating. Yeah.
I do get so.
Well, it's the same thing when they come in, when people come in the office. It's like after they think about it, you know, when people, like, for example, myself, if someone were to ask me normally how are you, or if I went to see any practitioner, how are you and how are you doing? I always, my thing is, I'm great. I feel good. I'm fine. And then as I'm driving away, I think, well, maybe I do have that.
Yeah, so maybe I'm not as great as I thought.
You're just not focused on it.
Well, I think we're always in a mindset to think positive, which is a good thing. However, right. I think a little honesty instead of being in denial.
Well, the other thing is you get so used to the way you feel. And then when you have issues, you avoid what's causing those issues. So now you don't have them as much, but they're still there. But now you're not eating the wheat or the dairy that's going to stir you up and cause more bloating.
But even if you have a bad gallbladder and you still eat really healthy, that's not the good thing, because that just stirs up your gallbladder.
Well,
you have a bad gallbladder, you're supposed to eat like cooked, steamed vegetables, mushy stuff. You shouldn't be eating a lot of raw vegetables.
Well,
a lot
easily
of salads.
Digested stuff. Yeah, spinach is always okay, but it's like, think about if your body's really not working, you got to be kind and just go easy and slow, and ease back into good food. But when you're eating like, you know, raw food and heavy food, sometimes you just don't feel as good when your digestion's not working.
And that digestion, I'm telling you, digestion and gallbladder, they can play havoc on you. I'm having some gallbladder issues myself right now. It's affecting my knee. I can barely walk.
If your digestion is off, everything is off. It affects everything.
Well, yeah, because you're not absorbing, if you're on medication, you're not absorbing your medication. You're not absorbing your nutrition. You're not absorbing anything with the digestion off. So it's kind of like,
you crave sugar.
It's a waste.
When people are always finding themselves in the refrigerator and they're hungry all the time, then you know your digestion is off. You're not absorbing what you're taking in, so you want the quick fix. And most of the time that has to do with gallbladder. Because if your gallbladder backs up, then your pancreas goes in low gear. So that affects your blood sugar. And so it's just revolving. One thing affects the other. So you pull one thing together and everything changes.
Yeah. God, those gallbladders. Gallbladders. So the main thing would be make sure your digestion is working to be the best you could be. Yeah. That's a
huge
key.
Well, when you come in, what I do, it's the same thing every time. I do a technique of muscle testing, and in that technique, I follow a system. And in that system, your body will tell me in order exactly what we need to deal with. And that's how we do it. And it's your body sends energy to those through your nervous system to those organs. And if you're out of balance, that area will be red, will be, think about if you hurt your knee and you fell on it, it was red hot and swollen. Well, think about the organ is the same. There's fever, there's heat there. So when you touch it off the body, that heat or electricity, like it comes through my arm, down the other arm, and back to you, and when it hits the first large muscle, your arm's going to drop. And so that's how we determine what's going on. And it doesn't matter whether you're in front of me or over the phone. I do the same thing.
Energetically. It's all about the energy. All right. Time for us to take a short break. You're listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Catch you on the other side.
Tune in to Synergenetic Living Radio, where Rick and Grace Paris discuss the synergenetic way of life, what it means to truly change your perspective in life, what it means to take control of your life and manifest your true desires. For more information on Rick and Grace Paris and Synergenetic Living, check out synergeneticliving.com. Get clear on the life you desire and the current life you are creating and what is between the two. Synergenetic Living, living life loud.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Practice living in wholeness and achieve fulfillment in your life with your body in full service to you. Sign up for the Body Tune-Up. 6 online classes designed for radical self-healing and self-regeneration. Go to CorneliaStephanie.com. Evolve. Become a practitioner now.
Welcome back to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. If you have a question for Mary Jane, go ahead and give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. Today, are you performing to the best of your ability? That's a good question. Mary Jane, are you?
Yes, I am.
I'm not right now. Got this knee issue, but it's going to be better.
I am, Nancy.
I am happy for you, Mary.
So,
little ranch lady.
Ranch lady, yes.
Yeah, well, ever since you've been seeing...
I have my horses down in a ranch in California, down in Petaluma, California, at Reese River Ranch. And I go down once a month to ride. I have a Gypsy Vanner, Rua, and a Rocky Mountain Gated horse, Jake, who is fine-tuned, trained. He can do it all. So it's a 630-acre ranch. I get to chase cattle, ride, rope, do whatever I want. And it is great fun.
Boys. Jake just went down to be Rua's friend. He's a little slow in the learning process, but
Rua.
Apparently he's doing very well.
Rua's doing very good. He's pulling a cart. He can do dressage type moves.
And he's not destroying the ranch anymore.
No, and he's a versatile all around horse. He can do the cows. He can do everything. So I'm very proud of him.
And you've been riding the best you can with the help of
I've been riding the best
Dr. Haller
ever because of Feldenkrais and Jeff Haller, and it's been great. It's fabulous. So let's get back to our little checklist. If you have any of these things when you're doing your activity, what they could be related to. So if you have coughing always has to do with a tired heart, or it could be bladder or kidney.
Or it could be bad drains.
Yeah. And when I say tired heart, that means energetically your heart's in low gear. And your heart could be in low gear from stress, from a gallbladder, your digestion being off, from being basically...
It could be an emotional thing.
You could be heartbroken over an emotional trauma. Many things can cause the tired heart that can affect everything. But commonly, coughing has to do with a tired heart or your bladder or kidney. Shortness of breath is usually always kidney and bladder. And that means the kidney can get backed up, for example, in your house from bad drains. The gases come up from the drains. You breathe them in. Gives you a toxic stomach. Those toxins go through your kidney and bladder. And then you have shortness of breath. And so that all these things are easy to take care of once you identify what they are. Because most people who are short of breath are thinking it's just their lungs. And they're doing things to just take care of their lungs versus where it's really coming from. And Chinese medicine, kidney and lungs are all connected. And it goes along with sinuses also. So then if you're having muscle issues or cramping or no strength, when you're having muscle cramps, it's low calcium or minerals. Lack of water, usually that has the biggest part is you're dehydrated. And when you don't have any strength in your muscle, it has to do with your heart. Your heart is your main muscle.
Main battery.
Your main muscle and battery. And when your heart is in low gear, then all your muscles are in low gear. So we strengthen up your heart, which strengthens up your core. And that's the athlete formula, because you have to have a good heart to do all of these activities, any activity, whether it's physical or mental, when you're in a high-powered job.
Eagle
just flew by. So that's, here we are in heaven.
I love this radio station with the view. That big eagle going by. What's the message?
So also, if you're out of alignment again, muscle issues, cramping, all those things has to do with your body and how well your body is functioning. And that's where the body work is important to keep you to be the best you could be. And if your ankles, I hear this all the time, ankles and feet hurt, first you got to look at the shoes. You could have shoes on. You know, people buy shoes and they think they're going to last forever. It doesn't happen. It's better to buy two pair of shoes and alternate them and make sure they're the right shoes, and then they'll last longer and you'll feel good. Because if your shoes are off, it could throw your ankles and feet out. And most of the time when people come in with plantar fasciitis and some of those things, it's basically they're out of alignment and they just need to be tuned up.
Let me interrupt here, ladies. We have a phone call coming in. So, hi, you're live on the air with the Mary Jane Mack Show. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Carol.
Hi, Carol. Welcome to the show. What's your question for Mary Jane?
Yeah, I wanted to ask her about my cat and see how he's doing.
Hi, Carol. How are you?
Oh, hi. Long time, huh?
Yeah, it is. I was thinking about you yesterday.
Oh, I guess that's why I called.
So how's your cat?
Well, it's not about me right now. It's about my cat. His name is Rowdy, and he turned 16 in March, and he's been under veterinary care since last November for his thyroid and kidneys. He had hyperthyroidism and kidney problems. And he's due for some more blood work next week. And I would just like to see how he scores, and then, you know, we'll take it from there. At
well,
the
his vet. His kidneys still show up. His kidneys are a 3. So so they're still off, and he's got some heavy stuff stuck in those kidneys is what he's got. He's got some heavy sludge stuck in his kidneys. So that's what's going on with them. So when you have the blood work, it may not be what you want because of that, but, you know, that's easy to turn around. And you just need some nutrition to clean out his kidneys. So so that's where he's at.
What about the drains?
And your drains in your house need to be done.
Okay.
And that will help him, yeah. So when you do the drains, it actually helps him quite a bit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It will help quite a bit, so that's real important to do that.
Yeah, I was wondering also, he's on medication. It's called methimazole for his thyroid.
Okay.
And then the kidneys, he's on aluminum hydroxide. And I wanted to ask you about his food. How does the dry food test? And the
dry food scores a, the dry food scores a 2. What about wet food? What's the wet food?
The
do you
wet
feed
food?
Wet food too?
Yeah, it's a pretty good high quality of food as far as I could tell.
It's a 6. It's got to be 7 or better to be any good. So it's not
doing
what you think, and then that's what clogs up the kidney. Because it's
So the dry food is really not
it's only
good
a
at
2.
All, then, is it?
Yeah. And the other one's a 6. Okay.
How's Rowdy's digestion, Mary Jane?
Well, Rowdy's digestion, it's not good, but that has to do with the kidney. So when you take care of the kidney and take care of your drains, that'll help. Yeah. And then you got to switch the food to figure out. You can check. I can test all kinds of really high-quality foods, and out of them, you find very few that are really energetically good. So it's really hard to find good food.
Well, and everybody,
and for
every
each,
animal's
for,
different.
Yeah, for each animal.
So
exactly,
it may be a really good food, but it might not be a really good food for him.
Right.
So
there you go, Carol.
Okay. Thanks so much, Mary Jane.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Carol.
Bye now.
All right, Rowdy. time to get. Don't forget to do your drains, Carol. That'll help Rowdy's.
Yeah, Rowdy's. The the most common thing I see with cats are kidney issues. And we put them on some nutrition to keep the kidneys clean and keep the sludge out of the kidney. And then they seem to do really well. It doesn't
only need like a crumb.
Yeah, they don't take a lot of nutrition. Sometimes they're really finicky, but you just give them a little bit and that keeps their kidney clean all the time. And you have to really be careful with food because that affects them quite a bit, too.
Yeah, finicky. All right, so back to our list. Did we do digestive issues? We did that.
Yeah, we talk about that one all the time, yeah.
Mental clarity?
Well, that's general aches and pains all over the body. It usually goes right back to digestion. And mentally clarity, and if you're foggy and spacey and yawning, I had somebody call, and they say they were in a high-power business meeting, and they fell asleep in front of the boss and everybody. And that's when it's not necessarily that you're so tired, but mentally, you're getting drained. Energetically, you're getting drained. And your heart is your main battery. Your brain is your second battery. And if you're in a room with a lot of other tired people, pretty soon they'll have energy and you're the one that's tired. And you actually will nod off. If you nod off and fall asleep, you're basically pretty brain dead. So it's about feeding the cerebellum, the back part of your brain, to charge up your brain to keep your brain healthy and happy and keep you alert and feeling good. And it's like certain things for CEOs, business people, it could be for anybody, athletes, doesn't matter who you are, is checking the brain. And it's like if you're melancholy and not you're up and down, your emotions are up and down, that's always nerves to your brain. That's like folic acid. So when your nerves to your brain, you've heard the phrase fried nerves. Well, that's kind of what your nerves get. Your nerves get dry and irritated. And that's what the nutrition does, is hydrates your nerves. And it keeps you happy, makes you feel good. And then the front part of the brain that produces natural lithium, if that's off, then you tend to be a little depressed. You don't think clear. You don't make good decisions. It's if you're starting a new job, if it's kids in school, when you're studying for tests, if that's out of balance, then you don't do as well. You don't retain. So,
got a lot. Well, we're going to get back to that checklist after we take a short break. You're listening to the Mary J. Max Show on Transformation Talk Radio.
Could you swim with sharks? Is fear holding you back from living your life? The time is now to jump in and be courageous. Shelly Ryan has created a retreat to help you move past your fears with confidence. Join her June 30th through July 7th in Mexico. Have some fun, relax. Plus, you'll have the opportunity to be courageous with a whale and shark adventure. For more information, visit yournextchaptercoaching.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Raging Skillet Radio, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary J. Max Show on Transformation Talk Radio. If you have a question for Mary Jane, don't hesitate to give her a call, 1-800-930-2819. If you want to make an appointment with Mary Jane, don't hesitate to call Rhonda at 888-777-4232. We're doing our checklist.
Well, we're just talking about things, simple things that happen every day that everybody has. And I don't care if you, you know, guys go to the gym, they start working out, and they lose in weight, they think they're doing great, and then all of a sudden things aren't working. They're not feeling as good. And they think, oh, well, I'm doing all the right things. Well, as you lose weight and as you change what you do, what do you think all those years of bad stuff has done to you? It takes a while to get it out of your system, and you might go through a time where you're still moving that stuff through. And so you just got to work through it to get to the other side and not give up. But that happens all the time. So, again, it doesn't matter where you're at. You can always change what you do and be better. We keep looking at that fine-tuning, being the best we can be. And when things aren't going right, there's always an answer. So that's when you give us a call and come on in.
There's always an answer.
What I do is so much fun every day. Every day it's fun to go to work because there's always an answer. There's never, when I test people, I never doubt what I get. I know what I get. It's absolutely accurate. We follow that program, or you follow that program, do exactly what you're supposed to do, and you're going to have predictable results. Because the nutritional supplements, Biotics Research, is the products that I use, the best of science and nature, are top quality, designed for today's environment, so it meets the standard of also of every pill in the bottle is almost exactly the same. You will not get that in any other supplement. And they're tested all the time. If you go to the health food store, you'll never get a bottle with the same ingredients. They're all totally different. That's why we have predictable results, because every bottle is, the supplements are almost identical. And when you take that formula, we know in a certain time you're going to be better. And when I'm testing you, I'm doing a technique of scoring from 0 to 10. And I can tell if the number is low, the organ is under function. If it's high, and you use a certain nutrition. If the number is high, then it's inflamed. And then we use a different nutrition to bring it back to normal. So all the numbers mean something to me, and we write those down, and when you come in the following week or whenever that is, those numbers should be different. And that's how we can tell exactly where you're at, where you're going, and make a difference.
And how long it'll be before you start to feel better.
I had a gentleman come in, and he came in about maybe 6 weeks ago, and he hurt his back in December. And he was in before Christmas, but he hurt his back after. And somebody told him that he just needed to roll on a tennis ball. So every day he rolled on a tennis ball for 4 months or whatever that it was till he came in. And he told me it helped him all the time. It loosened it up, felt better. He came in and he had a kidney issue. His kidneys were inflamed. Put him on nutrition. 2 weeks later, he came in and he said, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. 2 weeks, I have no pain. Totally gone. Don't have to use the tennis ball. Why didn't I come in sooner? And he said, but I kept thinking it was a muscle thing. But again, it doesn't matter what it is. It always usually goes to something else that's causing it.
Well, yeah, we always think that your symptoms is the problem, but it's not really.
And he is a Taekwondo participant, and he just passed it. He's working toward his black belt, and after that he had another test and he passed that test. Now he's on his way for the black belt.
Wow. Yeah. I've talked about taking Taekwondo myself.
That's pretty vigorous.
I want the fast track Taekwondo. But he's wait, hey.
I don't think there's ever such thing as fast track. You got to earn it.
Exactly. Why are you laughing at me?
Because there's no such thing as a fast
fact. I know,
fact
but
for
I
that.
Think you're just laughing at me because I was interested in taking time.
No, I was not.
I could go out there and kick some major.
I know you can, but yeah. There's no fast track. It's
yeah,
a discipline.
No,
he
it's
told her you got to start with the basics.
Yeah.
It's a discipline.
She wanted to go in and chop up wood, and he says no.
Although yeah. He was impressed with my kick.
I bet.
Yeah, he was impressed with my kick. So I think I got the kick down. I just need to work on everything else around that.
So there you go. So keep, if you need a little help with getting that fine-tuning, give us a call. And remember, it's not difficult. There's always an answer. And get you on the right path to feeling really good.
To be the best you can be, especially in the summer.
Well, it's summer, get ready for fall. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
I got to make sure to keep yourself.
And remember, the other thing is the emotional part. I do a technique called neuro-emotional technique. So we're able to identify what's going on with you, what's causing it, if it's an emotion, and clear that emotion. So, and it's all you have to do is think of it. It's not a big drawn-out deal. It's very simple.
Not like therapy where you go week in, week out for years and years and never seem to get better.
So it's it'll pop right up what it is and you'll know and everything makes sense. So it's
quick, easy, productive, and you get the job done.
Right. And then the big thing is believing in yourself and knowing that you could be successful and that you could have what you want and thinking about, you know, the universe has a plan for you bigger than you can ever imagine and to always dream big.
Be
and
open.
If you dream little, you're going to get little. So you got to dream big. You got to think bigger than you've ever thought before and know that possibility can be drawn to you and you deserve it.
And when things don't work out the way you expect them or the way you want them to or the way you hoped they would.
Don't just, be disappointed.
There's something better.
The universe is watching you and guiding you. And there's always something better. When you don't get the job.
You can't force something to happen. Just like you can't force certain people to do certain things that you want them to do. It just won't work.
Yeah.
It backfires in your face.
So if you believe and you have faith.
And you're open.
You can have that dream. And just know that no one is better than you.
All right. Well, it's been a fun hour. We enjoyed spending it with you. I'd like to thank everybody for listening. Hope you have a great month, and we will catch you here next month on the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Have a great day. With my friends, sometimes you're crazy.